Live across the limestone coast, hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. Joining us in the studio is Mount Gambier's very own Mr. Scott Maxwell, ARIA nominee for Best Teacher of the Year. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, many teachers think they're the best teacher. You might actually become the best teacher. How does that feel?
Oh, you know, I don't know. It feels amazing. Like it's just such an honor. It's very humbling to be sort of, you know, being nominated. So
yeah, it's weird because a lot of teachers get into teaching just for fame and money and all the holidays. But you just to get an award for being the best teacher. I mean, look, it's really humbling, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It wasn't really on my list of things.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when you get into music teaching, are you like, man, I can't wait to win an ARIA?
Yeah,
we break
through the music scene.
Yeah. We didn't even think that was a thing. Like,
we didn't know it was a category.
Is that were you always aware that that was a category?
Yeah, it was introduced last year as a category
by you. You wrote, you sent many emails.
An ARIA as a musician. You know, growing up, an ARIA has been one of those things. It's been on the list. Oh, I'd love to get an ARIA. You know, but when I was in my 20s, I thought, you know, there's no way. So sort of, you know, stopped making my own way in music and I thought, you know, I'll go back to uni, become a teacher. And
still counts.
Yeah. And it's
like new. I wanted to become a celebrity and be in the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game. And I'd be like, well, that still counts. But technically you can have this ARIA and you can put it on albums.
Yeah, 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 definitely. I could put it on my like email signature.
ARIA award winner. Scott Maxwell. Now, it was a really special way that it was revealed to you.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Can you sort of walk us through that? There was a special guest who came down.
Yeah, so Guy Sebastian came down.
I think you just call him Guy now.
Guy. Yeah, Guy came down. The kids were playing one of his songs, which is called Battle Scars. And during the song, he's busted through and with a handheld mic and started singing.
Oh.
And I'm watching the kids and, you know, as soon as he busted through, I could hear his voice and it was just like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And the whole performance just lifted.
So they didn't stop and go, oh my God, it's Guy.
No, they did not stop. It was one of those proud moments. You know, I was so proud of them because they just lifted and they were just amazing. So, it was such an awesome.
And so obviously you knew Guy Sebastian was
going to I knew he was coming out at some stage.
Oh, okay.
Because I knew he was there. It was pretty hard to keep him secret, you know. And so I knew he was coming out, but I didn't know when. And the kids had absolutely no idea at all. So
that's a lot of confidence from Guy Sebastian. Just go, look, I'm going to come out and they're not going to stop. Like, they're just going to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. He's just like, yeah, whatever, man. I'll do whatever. Let's go. You know, so, you know, really cool bloke. Yeah.
Did people like go crazy over him? Like, how was it after the performance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it was full on. Like, everyone was going crazy. The teachers like got out some sort of bunting and flagged off the area because we were trying to sort of keep it on the down low, because everyone was trying to sort of get in and take photos and stuff like that. So it was really nuts. None of the staff knew either, so they're all
super
sort of coming in for a peek.
So. He's just the coolest guy there.
Oh, it's just amazing.
Also, do you have a lot of kids now giving you like demos of like they're singing, going, can you just pass it?
Can you give that to Guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, some of the kids actually got to play their original stuff to Guy, and he gave them feedback on that. And
really,
yeah, and like the stuff that they're doing is like it's first class. It's really, really top level stuff. So
if you hear it on the radio, you know it's going to be like Guy Sebastian he goes around the schools and rips off songs.
Now, you've actually rolled out like a songwriting program at Grant where you are the best music teacher. and if you're willing to hang around for one more song, because after that, I've actually written something, and because you're the best music teacher here on the Limestone Coast, I just wanted to get your input on my original song.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay, that's awesome. Coming up next, we're hanging out with Scott Maxwell, ARIA nominee. He's going to go over my song up next. It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. Joining us in the studio still is Limestone Coast local, Mr. Scott Maxwell, ARIA nominee for Music Teacher of the Year. Scott, thanks for sticking around.
No problem.
And you were just saying in the break that for you to now win ARIA Award, we need to vote.
Yeah, yeah. It's come down to sort of this public vote, which is a bit strange. But what basically it is now is like there's four finalists, and it's sort of who's got the strongest community backing, I guess.
So popularity contest.
It's a popularity contest. So you can vote every day on, you know, one device per day. So yeah, it goes sort of per IP address. So if everyone can get voting and just, you know, just put a link on your phone. On the desktop of your phone or whatever, and just and click on it, and it's just a couple of clicks per day as part of your morning routine.
Easy, isn't it? We'll put up the link as well on our Facebook page.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
awesome.
Okay, Scott, because you are in the running for Music Teacher of the Year, and you've got a songwriting program at Grant, I was wondering if I could play for you a song that I wrote and performed not too long ago, and just maybe get your input. Maybe where can I take it next? How do you think it? Does it have promise? You up for that?
That'd be great.
Oh, and first off, he did it because he was doing a stand-up comedy routine at a primary school at Glen Burnie.
It is a children's song. Okay.
Just important information.
Have a listen to this.
As you sit there, a feeling starts to grow. There's something happening up inside your nose. Stay your finger, because everyone is sitting close. Here's something you can only do when you are alone. Don't pick your nose. Don't pick your nose. That little piece of cartilage, it is not a bone. Don't pick your nose. Don't pick your nose.
So what do you think, Scott? Do you think that... Have I got a career ahead of me? What can I do with this? How can I take it further?
Oh, well, listen to the reaction of the kids. They're loving it, you know. So was that you playing guitar?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And you had all that rhythm going on in the background.
Oh, I was holding the microphone.
Oh yeah. Well, I couldn't hear that, but I'm sure you did a really good job.
Thankless job. Yeah. Like but yeah, is there, you know, what does he do to get that better? You know.
Well, he's got the topic right. You know, it's a topic that engages kids, and it's something that's you know, that we all love to do.
It's a good message. Yeah, it's a good message.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think to improve that.
It's a three chord song. There's only three chords in that.
Yeah, I think you just need to get yourself into the studio and just pump it out.
Just pump it out.
Now, just randomly, totally unrelated, but do you happen to still have Guy Sebastian's number?
No, unfortunately I don't. He did like one of my Instagram posts though, the other day.
So oh,
what were you doing?
You were Guy's best friend.
I posted a picture of me and him.
Was it?
He does that.
Limestone Coast local, Scott Maxwell from Grant High. He's in the running for the ARIE Award for Music Teacher of the Year. You can vote. We'll put up the link on Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast Facebook page. Scott, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been great.
Thank you so much. And we'll keep plugging it so you can win that ARIE and then we can have it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Good luck. Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.